It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in North County Dublin, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. Pop in, say hello, tell them the lads from Opinions Matter told you to call in, and they will look after you royally. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? It's very simple. A lady called Melissa has been in touch with us about an issue that she wants us to raise. And by the way, you can contact us in the exact same way by sending us a WhatsApp at any time of the night or day. Literally 24/7, you can send us a WhatsApp voice note with whatever it is that you want to talk about. Melissa's voice note is self-explanatory. Have a listen, please, to this.
Hiya, Adrian and Jeremy. Love the show. I wanted just to talk about something, and it's happened to me now quite a few times. Every time, if I'm going out for a run or a walk in the evening time, there'll be, you know, not many people out at that time, and I'm walking along, and there'll be some man will just start walking behind me, and my thing now, I'm like, why would he not cross the road? Because I think men have to start taking responsibility for the fact that women don't feel safe. Women aren't safe on the roads. They're not safe to go out by themselves. So why would you walk behind me when I'm trying to go out for a walk? I've started now, last night was the final straw. There was some old lad walking behind me, and I rang the guards, and I was as loud because I've had enough of it. Why wouldn't you cross the road to help me feel safe? It's really annoying me, and I just think that men need to start taking responsibility. I want to hear what your listeners think. I want to hear what you think, but I think that women need to feel safer. If you see a woman on the road, cross the road. Don't walk on the same side as them. Let them walk by themselves so that they don't feel threatened. Now, I didn't get a very good response from the guards last night, but your man quickly crossed the road when he heard me onto them. But yeah, I shouldn't have had to do that. He should have crossed the road. I have every right to be there. I have every right to feel safe, and I'm not going to feel safe if there's a man following me. Anyway, sorry for the rant. Thanks. Love the show.
All right, there you go. That is Melissa. So Melissa believes that if you are walking along a road and there's a woman walking in front of you, particularly after dark, if you are a man, you should cross the road.
Wow. So, not wow.
Wow is right.
I don't know. I haven't even said my opinion yet. But people are triggered by this like you would not believe. I probably won't give my opinion on it today. There's no need for me to give my opinion. Because we want to hear from you. My opinion is irrelevant in this, because if I give my opinion, I'll only end up having to argue with clowns, and I don't want to. But
okay, I want to tell you something that happened to me recently.
By the way, I'm not going to give my opinion, but I will say I agree with her.
You agree with her?
Yeah. And
so you're not giving your opinion, but you say you agree with her.
Why.
That a man should cross the road if he's walking close to a woman to make her feel safe.
Yeah, women do not...
Men are entitled to be on the road as well.
Yeah,
I want to tell you a story.
Okay.
And this made me feel about 1 foot tall. Okay. I was walking in Ashburn recently. Yeah. Ashburn in County Meath. I was walking along the new lovely new footpath and cycle track.
On the left.
Well, it's on both sides, but I was walking on the left, as it happens, towards the Pilo Hotel, okay? And in front of me was a woman out walking. And I was walking at a much faster pace than she was, and I was catching up on her. And I would have overtaken her and left her behind me. But she turned over, looked behind her, kept walking, turned over, looked behind her again, and obviously could see that I was getting a little bit closer to her, and she crossed the road.
Oh,
I kept walking.
Sorry,
I kept walking in the same direction.
Were your little boy pants... insulted by that?
Yeah,
no.
Absolutely.
Oh, God, hang on. Do we have a violin in the box there?
Jeremy, you know, how long have you known me? Do I go out assaulting people? Do I go out beating up people?
I don't know.
I a danger to women? What do you mean you don't know? You know full well I'm not.
The bottom line is women, a lot of women do not feel safe. Yeah? They do not feel safe.
And that's fine.
And I know that speaking to my own wife, who sometimes, if she's working the late shift, yeah, mm-hmm. she also feels intimidated when she's getting off the Lewis if there's a man walking directly behind her. That's the way women feel. You can't put yourself in a woman's shoes, Adrian. You don't know how a woman feels. And if there's people triggered by this, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Ask yourself the question. I thought we were all about making women feel safe. This is about making women feel safe. It's not a big deal.
But by contrast, Jeremy, I was literally out for a walk. I wasn't making any woman feel unsafe because I didn't do anything that would make anyone feel unsafe. Look at the state of me. Who'd be afraid of me?
Women don't know that. Women don't know that's Adrian Kennedy. I'll feel safe with him. The point is, when a man is walking behind a woman, I know this from speaking to my own wife, yeah? She does not feel... I wouldn't say unsafe. She feels uneasy if there's a man walking behind her on a dark night. She does.
Okay, you know, so, but anyway, I just found it a bit insulting, a bit, you know, not
I remember all... I remember you texting me about that.
Not all men are out to mug or assault or abuse women.
Women don't know that. I'm not
the vast majority of men are entitled... In other words, I'm entitled to go for a walk as much as anybody is.
But she didn't ask you to do anything. She just crossed the road. That's all.
And what's she saying by doing that? What is she saying by doing that?
That I don't feel safe. That's okay.
But she's no we...
Really, are you that fragile? Are you that fragile?
Our number is 085-825-2626. I'd love to hear from you on this. Just to go back to that woman. She's out for a walk. There's a fella walking behind her. And she calls the guards.
Okay, that's OTT. That is OTT.
The guy is out for a
walk. That's OTT. Okay, I'm agreeing with you there. But what I will say is, when I'm going to work in the morning, as you know, I go to work very, very early in the morning. We have an underground car park where we are, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a communal underground car park. And when I'm going to work in the mornings, it's pitch dark. So I'm going into the underground car park at 5:30. Now, there's another woman that lives in my estate who goes at the same time. I don't know her. I've never met her, but she generally goes into the car park the same time I do. I deliberately stay back in the mornings if I see her going towards the car park, and I let her go down into the car park, down the steps, into the car before I go down. And I'll tell you why, because I did it once about a year ago where we both walked down the same time, and I could see that she was feeling uneasy being in an underground car park in pitch darkness. Obviously the car park lights came on then, but still, it's a lonely car park. I don't want to make any woman feel uneasy, and I can't believe there's women actually getting triggered over this. I'm actually sticking up for you, you dopes. Like, you're so stupid you can't even see that. I don't want to make women feel unsafe, and I don't want to make women feel uneasy.
Okay, here's the point.
You all come out with this line, and I'm going to say this. I wasn't going to get angry about this today, but thanks for winding me up. You all come out with this line for Aisling Murphy. She was only going for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so does that mean fucking nothing now? Does that mean nothing? She was only going for a walk.
Okay, the implication here, Jeremy, is the implication is
we have a duty
that all men are going to cause harm to
us. That's not the implication.
It absolutely is.
We have a duty to make women feel safe. We have a duty to make women feel safe.
If I was a woman walking behind this woman, do you think she would have crossed the road? No, she wouldn't. So the implication is that all men are out to harm all women, and that's just not true.
No, that's not the implication, lads. And again, I'm going to repeat this again. She was only going for a walk. I saw the look in that woman's face the first time when I went down into the car park, and she was very uneasy. She didn't say anything to me about it, but she was very uneasy about it, yeah? The point is, what? Let's make women feel safe. Let's make sure that we don't walk behind them because that's how they feel, okay?
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. This is Jess.
Hi, sorry I can't come on. It's a very big divide in this topic. On one hand, I'm saying to myself, God, she's a lunatic. On the other hand, I'm thinking of poor Aisling Murphy. You know, like, you understand why women are afraid nowadays. It's not all men, but it's always men. And we've all had that fear at some stage. I think a man is following us. But you can't beat them all with the same brush. But then in the back of your mind, you're thinking of the likes of Aisling Murphy and women like that. You know, it's so dangerous out there nowadays. And it's hard on the men that are going out and doing nothing wrong. I could imagine how they feel, how awkward they must feel. But it's not all men, but it's always men. People have to remember that.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Now, just going back to that message from Jess a moment ago, and she said, it's not all men, but it's always men.
Yeah, but that's true.
Okay, that is true. Okay,
men, women generally, when they're out walking at night or jogging, whether they're generally not sexually assaulted by women, by other women. It's generally a man. And I'm saying this as a man. This isn't a man-hating topic. We're just stating facts.
Jessica, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jessica?
There he is.
What did you make, firstly, of Melissa's message? She called the guards because there was a guy behind her and he wouldn't cross the road.
Absolute paranoia, if I've ever heard of it. Calling the guards on a man who, God forbid, was walking on the same road that he's entitled to, that you are.
And a lot of people think that it was...
By the way...
Jerry, you even agreed that it was an overreaction to be calling the guards because somebody's out for a bloody walk.
No, but maybe she just felt that he looked a bit dodgy or something like that. Okay, the guards come along.
Yeah, if you're paranoid that every man is an attacker, geez, you never leave your home.
And it's not illegal to look a bit dodgy. What is somebody who looks dodgy?
Jesus, okay, but maybe I've been living under a rock the last couple of years. I thought over the last couple of years that we were all about trying to keep women safe.
But you can't go around assuming that every man is going to attack you. You never leave your home.
Yeah, I am all about keeping women happy. But to be calling the guards because a guy is walking on a public footpath is absolutely ridiculous.
Like, Jeremy, did you know her? She was there like, I'm entitled to walk on this street, blah, blah, blah. Well, guess what? So is he.
But sorry, in her situation, Melissa's situation, yes, calling the guards was OTT, but in Adrian's situation, she didn't force Adrian to cross the road. She crossed the road, Adrian, on you.
I wasn't going to cause her any harm at all.
But so what?
And by the way, the road...
Did she not give you a look, Adrian? Did she not give you like a dirty look, like, oh, what's he doing following me?
And she looked over her shoulder twice and was aware that I was walking at a much faster pace than she was. I would have eventually overtaken her and walked on ahead of her.
But she didn't know that, lads. She did not know that.
Therefore, her assumption is...
She took an assumption, and guess what? Assumptions make an ass out of you and me.
That's exactly my point, Jeremy. No. This woman, because I was a man, assumed that I was going to cause her harm. That's it. That's as simple as that. She crossed the road because she assumed there's a man behind me and a man is going to cause me harm. That's my issue with it.
Well, it's the same way, lads, if I'm driving through the city centre. We all have this unconscious bias in us. If I'm driving through the city centre, I'm driving up by the quays there where all the drug addicts are crossing the road. When I see a drug addict coming towards the car...
That's a totally different conversation.
I lock the car.
That's a totally different conversation. That woman was literally branding every male as a potential attacker. I am not attacker.
Did it hurt your fragile ego?
It did, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
seriously.
It did. I thought it was ridiculous.
If anything, people like Melissa, the fragile ones, thought that you need to call police, that you feel threatened that a man is walking on the same street
Did you not hear what she said in the message? Did you not hear what she said?
I was listening to her, and she just sounds like a paranoid clown.
Oh my God. Again, I'd expect no less. You're supposed to be sticking up for other women, not putting them down.
I've told you before, don't play the whole, like, all women stick together thing. I don't buy that at all.
You don't buy women. So do you think that women feel safe out walking now in Dublin at night?
I'm sure there are some that don't, but guess what? You can't paint all of them with the same brush. If you felt like that, then you wouldn't leave your home.
And again, Jeremy, just to go back to the incident...
I'm sketchy of everyone. Doesn't matter if it's a man or woman. I'm sketchy of everyone.
No, yeah, and that's fine. But back to the woman crossing the road. This was on a well-lit road with lots of traffic.
People around.
Yeah, if I was going to jump on this woman and assault her, there would be somebody there in seconds because of so many cars and whatever going past. So I just thought it was ridiculous that I am a male, and because I'm a male, I'm going to cause harm to a woman. That's really my issue.
You'd feel the same way if it happened to you, Jeremy. Don't be naive. You'd feel the exact same way.
No, because I'm telling you, I told you, and that's a true story.
You're lying.
I'm lying about the underground car park, that I deliberately don't go down to that car park in the morning times.
No, I mean, are you telling me you didn't think, what the hell? Like, I'm not gonna hurt you.
The point is, as a man, I cannot put myself in a woman's shoes. For a lot of women, as soon as they leave...
I'll take that deflection as a yes, then.
Yeah. For a lot of women, as soon as they leave the house and if they're out walking, it's in the back... It's not in the back of my mind because I can take care of myself, but in a lot of women's minds, it's in the back of their heads that this man could attack me.
But that's paranoia. You're painting them all with the same brush. And like I said, if you feel that way, then why would you leave your home? Like, a man is entitled to walk down the street the same as any woman. So why is it because you're a woman, you feel, no, this man isn't allowed to cross because he could attack me? Doesn't make sense.
All right, stay there for a second, Jess. Our number is 085-825-2626. Let me bring in Amanda on this.
Hey guys, Amanda here. Sorry, I'm still sick. I think that woman's being ridiculous. Every man is not out to get you. That man was walking home. He could have been coming home from a shop. He could have been coming home from his girlfriends. He could have been coming home from work. And if you felt that uncomfortable, then you should have crossed the road. That man's allowed to live his life. He hasn't done anything and he's simply walking the same direction as you. If you feel that, I'm sorry, I think you're the problem. Like, if he had done something to make you feel intimidated, if he was clearly shown signs to intimidate you, but he wasn't. He was just walking in the same direction on the same side of the road. I think that's enough said, no?
All right. Thanks very much indeed, Amanda. Elizabeth, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thanks, Elizabeth. Well, what do you make of Melissa's story? And also what happened to me? And it's not that my fragile ego is dinted or anything. I just thought it was very insulting. I'm not going to cause harm to anybody.
I understand having a heightened sense of awareness as a female. I mean, as a woman, I have a heightened sense of awareness. My husband and I walk together all the time. He always walks with him on the outside, me on the inside. And when I'm outside by myself, I do pay attention to my surroundings. However, I also have the knowledge in my brain that men inherently are, I mean, most people are inherently good. Most women are attacked by people they know. That is a very true statistic. But if a man is just walking on the same road as you, that is not all of a sudden concerned for alarm. If you do feel uncomfortable, then that's the onus is on you to cross the street then. Because honestly, he's doing nothing wrong at that point. Until the moment, the second, the instant someone, he does anything untowards, a glare, an evil look, something, a menacing growl, I don't know, then be alarmed.
Something to indicate some sort of a threat.
Yes, I know that the whole man choose the bear. I mean, but honestly, I understand, believe all women. Yes, I am a woman. I understand women are attacked every day. Women get unalived every damn day. Okay, it's a true statistic. However, we cannot treat all men like criminals off the bat. Walking while male, that's like walking while black in America. That's people get called the police on because they're walking through a neighborhood and their face don't fit. That is a true statement. It happens all the time. But now it's walking while male. Good God, get your big girl panties on and man up. Just let the other person live their life. You live your life and leave other people alone. And don't involve the cops unless you actually need them. That's why nuisance calls are on the rise, because Karens can't keep their mouth closed.
Okay, well, I hate to say this, and I hate to bring it back to this, but it's exactly like the Aisling Murphy case. Had Aisling had rang the guards. Now, I know she didn't know that she was being followed at the time.
That's the point.
No, but had she turned around and seen Pushka walking up behind her, whatever the case may be, looking dodgy. Had she called the guards, we might have had a completely different situation. Would she have been overreacting?
Wasn't that a police officer?
Who was the police? No, he wasn't a police officer.
Ashley Murphy wasn't a police officer?
No.
I forget which case that was.
No, she was the primary school teacher. That was more.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, walking along the canal.
Yeah.
My point is, in a different life, had she had turned around and said, he looks dodgy, and called the guards, people would have said that she was overreacting.
No, if she saw someone behind her and he did look dodgy, yes, get to safety. Get off that side of the street. Do things that you need to do to keep yourself correct and keep yourself safe. But don't live in a constant state of fear all day, every day. I know it's hard being a woman. I understand that. Me, I have a little bit of an advantage being 6 feet tall and ex-army. However, my stepdaughter is not. She is a 5'5" little girl. And I tell her to carry her keys in her fist, that she has something to fight back with. I tell her to keep her head on a swivel when she's walking around in Belfast or anywhere else she's walking. I tell her to keep aware of her surroundings because she is a very small girl and she is very snatchable. Someone can lift her up and put her in a car for Lord's sake. But I'm not going to make her live in a constant state of fear, but I do tell her keep heightened awareness, but to call the police when he hadn't done anything at all untowards. That's taking it just too far.
Okay, so this lady, Melissa, who sent us a message, she believes that any man who is walking behind a woman almost at any time of the night or day should cross the road or stop walking and let the woman walk on ahead. What do you think of that?
I think she needs to wind her neck in. That's what I really think.
It's not a big deal just to make women feel safe. It's not a big deal.
Well, then half the people in the city would have to walk on opposite sides of the street. Does that sound right?
And by the way, Jeremy, the car park example that you're giving is very, very different. That's an enclosed space with no people around where if you were minded, you could cause harm. In most cases, you're talking about public roads. The case I'm talking about where the woman crossed the road, had I jumped on her and assaulted her, a load of people would have seen because it was a well-lit road and there was loads of cars going past.
I'm just saying lads, use your cop on. If it's a dark,
It was dark.
If it's a dark road, if it's a laneway, like, would you walk up a laneway behind a woman? No, you wouldn't.
No, probably not.
So what's the difference?
Because I was on a public road, on a public footpath.
But just put your big boy pants on and use a bit of cop on.
I wouldn't walk behind another person on a dark lit road either, but that's only because I do know that I'm 6 feet tall. I could probably look menacing in the dark. I don't know. But then again, I also, if I'm walking on a road or a footpath, how about a footpath when someone's just like doing a whole, you know, like one of those routes where you're walking and you're going the same way? What, do those people now have to turn around and walk the other way because they just happen to be traveling in the same direction? When is that a crime?
100%. Stay with me for 1 second, Elizabeth, if you can, please. I want to bring in more opinions, and they're flying in. Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. Let me bring in Henry with his opinion.
Hi, guys. I can't come on, but I'll just make this comment. It's getting ridiculous, though, really, that like you're not allowed walking the same footpath as a woman or anything like that. It kind of reminds me of what happened in the old Jim Crow South in the US. You know, black people were not allowed to walk on the same side of the road as the footpath as white women. You see, I think this is what it's turning into now, really.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Kelly, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Kelly?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Kelly. What did you want to say on this?
I would be maybe on both sides of this to an extent. So the first, with what that lady did about bringing the guards, I think it was a little bit maybe hysterical, but to have the expectation there that all men should have to cross the street is absolutely ridiculous. We know there's no doubt about it. We know that there is, you know, an epidemic with violence against women, whether it be domestic, whether it's sexual, whether it's, you know, attacks on streets and stuff like that. We know that that's a fact. But it's ingrained in us from a kid that we have to take responsibility and we have to have self-awareness, especially when it comes to, you know, men and boys and all this bits and pieces. We know that. It's wrong. We know we shouldn't have to do that because it's obviously down to then men to take control of their own behaviour. But, you know, what happened with that woman, it was ridiculous that she rang the guards because she just, obviously, she went to the extreme without anything actually happening. But what I think when, what you were talking about, what happened with you and Ashbourne, I think that was the right approach for that woman, for her own self-awareness. And because at the end of the day, you know yourself, you said you weren't going to attack her. But when you just look at things, even say in America, that woman was stabbed with a man sitting behind her in public. You know, you've got, these things are happening in broad daylight. So women are just having to become more self-aware of their surroundings. And if that means they walk across the street, that's fine. What I do admire is what Jeremy said, what he did with the public, with the underground car park.
As I said, Kelly, that's a little bit different because it's an enclosed space with nobody around.
It's an enclosed space, I know, but as I said, these attacks are still happening to women in broad daylight. Anyway, as we said about Ashton Murphy.
And again, Ashton Murphy
was... about that Ukrainian woman on the bus in America. She was stabbed in front of people.
And Ashton Murphy, by the way...
take a chance.
That Ashton Murphy attack... Yeah, that was 3:30 in the afternoon. So people would say, had Ashton Murphy... had called the guards on Pushka at 3:30 in the afternoon, people would have said, that is ridiculous. Calling the guards on a man who's simply walking along the canal at 3:30, it's impossible, Adrian. Until something happens.
So you call the guards on any man that's walking even vaguely near you.
I don't agree with a man having to cross the street. I would say to the woman, if you don't feel okay, you move. Because like that, you can't just assume every man is going to be a threat to you. You can't do that. Because, you know, then you're going to have a lot of, you know, men will obviously... a lot of men will say that, you know, they have to hold their fellow men accountable and stuff like that for their behaviour, for their language, etc., etc. But not all of them are going to do that. But there will be, a lot of them would be understanding if a woman had wanted to walk away and by herself to go in the same direction to be herself, to make herself feel comfortable. Because men do understand that there is an epidemic about violence against women. So, but I don't think she needed to maybe ring the guards and become hysterical about it.
I know what was said earlier on. It's not all men, but it's always men. And that
and
makes
by the way,
it.
Lads, I don't think that woman that left the message, can we hear the message again? I don't think she sounds like a fourth wave lunatic feminist or anything like that. She sounds.
Well, let's have a listen to her message.
Maybe I heard it wrong.
Hi, Adrian and Jeremy. Love the show. I wanted just to talk about something, and it's happened to me now quite a few times. Every time, if I'm going out for a run or a walk in the evening time, there'll be, you know, not many people out at that time, and I'm walking along, and there'll be some man will just start walking behind me, and my thing now, I'm like, why would he not cross the road? Because I think men have to start taking responsibility for the fact that women don't feel safe. Women aren't safe on the roads. They're not safe to go out by themselves. So why would you walk behind me when I'm trying to go out for a walk? I've started now, last night was the final straw. There was some old lad walking behind me and I rang the guards and I was as loud because I've had enough of it. Why wouldn't you cross the road to help me feel safe? It's really annoying me, and I just think that men need to start taking responsibility. I want to hear what your listeners think, I want to hear what you think, but I think that women need to feel safer. If you see a woman on the road, cross the road. Don't walk on the same side as them. Let them walk by themselves so that they don't feel threatened. Now, I didn't get a very good response from the guards last night, but your man quickly crossed the road when he heard me onto them. I shouldn't have had to do that. He should have crossed the road. I have every right to be there. I have every right to feel safe, and I'm not going to feel safe if there's a man following me. Anyway, sorry for the rant. Thanks. Love the show.
All right, that is Melissa. Now, Melissa's been in touch with us again.
So you know me, by the way. I can't stand this fourth wave feminist show. Yeah, that women go along, but that all men are rapists and all that stuff. Yeah, mm-hmm. But that sounds like a level-headed woman who is
just calling the guards.
No, she just sounds like a level-headed woman that is scared.
So you think that's level-headed? Do you?
No, I think she sounds level-headed.
Said a second ago it was so over the top for her to call the guards.
No, I think the calling the guards thing was over the top, but she doesn't sound like a nut job. Sorry, by the way, Melissa, if you're listening, I'm suggesting.
But she is listening because she sent us a message. Hi, Jeremy. It's Melissa. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm honestly fuming that I'm stuck at work right now because I just listened in for a few minutes and I'm disgusted that more women aren't backing me on this.
Yeah, I can't believe it either.
I do feel unsafe and intimidated when there's a man walking behind me on my side of the road. Why should I be the one who has to move? He should take responsibility. Enough is enough. I'm absolutely fuming, says Melissa.
See, Melissa, your first mistake there was contacting this podcast and expecting... I'm glad you did contact the podcast, but you're never going to get sympathy. Would you hear Darren's message? Just play Darren's message, because Melissa, I know you're listening to this. Listen to Darren. Angry Darren. Yeah.
Angry Darren.
Angry Darren.
Hang on. Let's have a listen to Angry Darren. Here we go.
I've already heard a bit of it, and I'm already annoyed. I will walk wherever I want. Just because there's a few scumbag men out there doesn't mean we're all like that. I'll walk wherever the fuck I want. You absolute moron of a woman.
Right, there's Angry Darren being angry as always.
So there's a woman.
But isn't he right though?
No,
I will walk where I want to walk. And again, if you're talking about a dimly lit laneway with nobody around, no, I would not walk directly behind a woman. I would give her space to
Why
walk on.
Why wouldn't you, though? What's the problem?
Because it's nerve-wracking. It's nerve-wracking for a man walking through a dimly lit lane as well. The incident I'm talking about wasn't a dimly lit lane. It was a brightly lit road. It was after dark, but there was loads of cars around.
But you've heard on the other line, Kelly, who is a woman, yeah, and can understand where she's coming from. The statistics speak for themselves. Women are being attacked by men on a scale that we have never, ever seen before.
So where's the scale?
Oh, they're not being attacked, are they?
I'm walking along the street.
I'd say...
So there's an epidemic of women being attacked walking along the street.
No, just women being attacked.
A lot of these attacks are in their own home.
Domestic or, you know,
there's been a massive...
Kelly, let me
just talk over for you for one second, because I just have to clarify this. There has been a dramatic increase in the amount of reported incidents of domestic abuse, okay?
Domestic and...
No. Of domestic abuse, contacting the Gardaí about domestic abuse, a huge increase. That is not happening on a street in Ashburn at 8 o'clock at night. Okay, you're making it sound like women are being beaten up on the streets, left, right, and centre. That is not happening.
I'm just saying
that's not happening. Sorry, Kelly.
Kelly, would you agree with me that a lot of women do not feel safe walking the streets now?
No, I would agree 100%. But the fact what we're hearing now, obviously, is that, you know, I think with Adrian's opinion is that, you know, it's not me, so it doesn't, you know, it's not happening. I know that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that there is an epidemic with violence against women, as I said, whether it's domestic, sexual, sexual assault, whether it's a night out, pubs. There is a lot of it going on, and the reason I would know as a woman is because I'm a woman, and I know, it's like you say, to talk to a woman, every woman nearly would have a story, and that's why we have to, it's been ingrained in us into our kids, we have to be aware. Walk the streets, if you're going to the streets at night time, walking the dog, have your keys, don't wear headphones, this, that, you know, that's what we have to do. We know that that's what we have to do. So what I'm saying is, yeah, I don't think she should have rang the guard. That could have turned very badly on him. It could have turned very badly on her. If he had been a danger, she could have put her life at risk there and then anyway. But there was no risk at that time. She just said he was walking behind her. She should have crossed the road if she felt intimidated. Then if he had followed her, that's a different situation altogether. But she, you know, the one way in Ashbourne, she took control of her own safety and how she felt and made herself feel more comfortable walking the opposite side of the street. There's nothing wrong with that. But what I'm saying is, if you have never been in that situation or you've never been taught to have that mindset where you have to protect yourself and don't trust anybody and don't walk the streets at night and always have protection and always have this, that, and that, you won't understand it. I don't agree with calling the guards straight up, and... But I do believe that, you know, women have to take maybe, like, take the reins themselves then, because you can't go around telling every man you're not allowed to walk the same side of the street.
No, of course you can't. No, because according to Darren there, I'll walk where the fuck I want.
But he's right.
Yeah, even if it makes a woman feel unsafe, he'll do that.
Okay, I'm sure Darren wouldn't walk right behind a woman in a dark lane, as I just said.
No, he just said, I'll walk where the fuck I want. Nobody will tell me.
Jason, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jason?
Afternoon, Adrian. How are you getting on?
Good, not a bother, thank you. What do you want to say on this?
I hope you're behind the cage because you're such a danger. Come here. Can I ask you a question? Is he wearing his fucking Superman outfit again, is he?
Who, Jeremy?
No, why?
The saviour of all women. Don't you get me started, Dixon, and you. The saviour of all women. It's all right, though. If I identify as a woman, I can go into a fucking changing room.
I never said a man who didn't.
Oh, you're all for let men into changing rooms as long as they're wearing a dress. But Jeremy,
can I just say for a second, I never said that, so don't be putting words. I never.
You, come here, you've had a debate on here, and you've had two women on, and you've five men telling them how stupid they were for feeling unsafe because there was men in the women's changing room as long as you're dead.
So I think, Barbie,
okay,
I think...
I never said that. You actually did.
So I think...
Where's this epidemic? Jeremy, where's this epidemic of women getting beaten up? Do you believe there's more bad men in the world or more good men in the world?
I think women are now reporting it more, which is
again, domestic abuse is what's increased.
Do you know the most violent couple relationship to be in? And this is statistics. I know they're out in the UK and America, it's too small for you, but it's a lesbian couple. So maybe the more domestic abuse treatment, the girls won't tell you what gender it is. They'll just tell you it's domestic abuse. And the statistics are out there. Women do commit more domestic abuse against men. It's just men report it less.
Okay,
that's just statistically proven.
So,
why would a woman walk down a laneway, a dark laneway in the middle of the night? I wouldn't fucking do that.
No, nor would I, and I think you'd be absolutely mad to. But again, Jay, let me go back to the point of the conversation. I'm hearing is, if you're a man and if you're walking in the same direction in a woman behind her, you should cross the road to make her feel a bit safer. What do you think of that?
Yeah, was that just straight white men, or is it straight all men, or is it just all men? What if you're a gay man?
That's a good question. I don't know. How do you identify as a gay man when you're out for a walk at night?
So, what if you're trans? And some of these trans do look like men. They might dress like women, but they still look like men. What if you're that? So do we have to ID now? Do we have to carry ID? I'm a potential. Like, Jeremy, how are you going to raise your sons? Are you literally going to tell them that they just have to bow when they see a woman because a woman is that terrified because of such an epidemic? They want women's only nightclubs. They want women's only taxis.
I don't want any of that.
All those men are vicious bastards?
No, but I just think it's...
You just think that I should have crossed the road
Two callers so far have said attacks on women, it's always men. That's what they said.
It's not always men.
Women attack women all the time as well. I can show you loads of videos of women punching them fucking head off women outside.
Again, Jeremy, I want you to ease up on spreading false information.
It's fear-mongering.
Yeah, the implication being that women are being beaten to a pulp on the streets of Ireland every day. So therefore, they have to be afraid of
men. I'm sorry, Adrian. Adrian, but as well, this business, every woman has a story. No, they don't. I've five daughters. None of my elder daughters have ever came to me. I've three sisters. I've a lot of female friends. So not every woman has this. The way these are going on, you're making it out that every woman is a potential victim and every man is a potential predator.
But that's
what you're saying, Jeremy. By me having to cross the street, is admitting that there is a problem with me that I'm not safe enough. I can't be trusted to walk behind a woman.
Well, every woman is a potential victim. That by statistics.
Yeah, and every man's a potential victim as well, Jeremy.
Yeah.
You do know men are murdered by men as well, and raped by men, and beaten up by men.
So what do you say then, Jay, to Melissa, who's the lady who left the message in the first place, and she believes that if you are a man walking behind a woman, you should cross the road to make her feel safer?
I think Melissa's going to get herself a big doggy if she wants to go walking, or stay in and get a treadmill.
Okay, stay with me for 1 second.
Women shouldn't be able to walk the streets and fast.
Stay with me for a second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you'd like to get involved in this, this is Robbie.
I don't get this fucking woman's problem. Like, every person's entitled to walk in the road. Yes, every person's entitled to feel safe. But not everyone out there is looking to attack you. And honestly, based on the set of voice, I don't know if anybody would want to.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Stephen, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Stephen?
Yeah, hello.
Well, yeah, Stephen, what did you want to say on this?
I was just saying, I do fear walking behind women now. Because I know what it's like for them, you know what I mean? I do feel sorry for them. Because there is a hell of a lot of bleeding shit going on. Especially since all these arrivals came over.
Oh, right. Okay. We're not talking about an arrival in my case. Anyway, I've lived here.
No. That's what I mean. If she was uncomfortable with you, Aidan, wouldn't she cross the road?
She did. That was my issue. She did cross the road. And my argument is I did nothing to make her feel uncomfortable. I did nothing to make her feel unsafe. I wasn't making any noises.
What noises would you be making?
I get you. That's what I mean when I walk behind women. I'm the one who feels awkward. You know what I mean? I don't know the woman in front of us, but I feel awkward now because thinking, is this woman looking at me or something? It's just horrible, you know?
So should I have crossed the road when
no,
I was...
No, she should have.
But she did.
She did.
She did, but my point is, She crossed the road because I'm a male. That's all.
Yeah, and no you other say reason. You felt horrible.
I did. I felt, I felt two feet tall.
Oh, no.
That's what I mean. No, when I'm walking behind a woman, it's the exact same. You just feel like you can't go. Well, you have to slow down and all, you know.
So would you cross the road?
You okay, lads?
No, I wouldn't cross the road. I expect a woman to cross the road if she's afraid of me.
And I'm sure nobody will be afraid of you.
I just think, Steve, we need to be more conscious that women are in fear at the moment.
I believe that, yeah, 100% the women are in fear. But, like, it's not nice for the man behind when he's doing nothing wrong either. You know what I mean?
Let me ask you, Adrian, if you were walking through Ashbourne and Stephen here was walking behind you.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're walking up the road.
I don't know Stephen from Adam.
No, yeah, but you don't know him from Adam. Stephen, do you know Adrian? Do you know each other?
No.
So you're walking up the road on your own. Staggering up the road from the Ashbourne house with a few drinks on you.
Yeah.
And you turn around and Stephen's behind you. Would you feel threatened by that?
No.
No, he wouldn't.
Unless there was a reason. If he was running towards me, he had a stick.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
An iron bar in his hand or something. But if he was just walking, no, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't give a shit, exactly.
No. Hey, Jerry, stay there for a sec, Stephen. Hang on there, Stephen. Winnie says, Jeremy, would you stop acting like a clown? You're making out that Adrian is some sort of predator. You must be listening to a different podcast, because I've never ever made out that Adrian's a predator. But women do not know that. To that woman who was walking,
women don't know that because I'm a man.
No, but to that woman,
my point is, and I stand by this, had I been a woman walking behind this woman, do you think she'd cross the road? No. The only reason she crossed the road was a man behind her.
Because generally, yes.
Yep. Generally, I don't go attacking people.
No, but she doesn't know that. She doesn't know you from Adam.
No, 99.9% of men don't ever attack a woman on the street.
But how do you know who the 1%?
0.001%
might. Oh, your statistics off the top of your head. The point is, if all it takes, lads, all we're talking here, you know, just put your fragile egos aside here. All it's taken here is for to cross. It's not a big deal. All they're saying is just cross over the road. Is it that big a deal for you to cross the road? That's what we're talking about.
Let me squeeze in one final, very quick WhatsApp voice note from Damien.
Hi guys, Damien here. If that woman was so afraid she had to call the guards, why didn't she cross over the road? Pretty simple.
It seems fairly simple, all right. And one final one from Jonathan.
Good afternoon, boys. It's been an interesting topic. But talk about narcissism. Men have a right to walk around the place too. This is ridiculous. Women feel safe now just by men. That woman just seems like she has some certain issues, or she just hates men, or she's an absolute narcissist. And Jeremy, remember not too long ago when you were accused of being up to no good when you were standing outside waiting on your friend to arrive at the playground that time? Remember, you were ran away by a girl making false accusations about you and mischaracterising you. How did you feel about that, Jeremy? How did you feel? When you've been accused of being a child predator, because that's what she was doing at the time. Yeah, no, obviously. But how did you feel about that? No, this is ridiculous. You've gone for a walk. She's gone for a walk. Shouldn't have to cross the road. Why didn't she cross the road if she felt that unsafe? And then if he follows her, then she rings the guards, because then she's been followed. So why didn't she cross the road to see if he followed after? And then she's a legitimate case to call the police, because she's been followed. But no, this is ridiculous again. This kind of nonsense is... Yeah.
Man, all right. Jonathan, thank you very much
indeed. Apparently, I'm the big bad wolf today because I want women to be protected and I want women to feel safe. I'm the big bad wolf. I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down.
I'll summarise it from this message.
I've already heard a bit of it and I'm already annoyed. I will walk wherever I want.
There you go. I will walk wherever I want. Okay, do you want to hear more?
Hang on, wait. Men out there. Oh. Just are all like that. I'll walk wherever the fuck I want.
Now, there you go. That summarises the conversation.
That message was sent at the start of this podcast. I wonder how he feels now at this stage. Darren, are you okay? You're right, Darren. Wake up there.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified every time we upload a new episode. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.